Welcome to Ono, Ross, and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal. No. We take part ourselves.
That's right. When they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Ross Blotcher.
And I'm Ross Blotcher. And we have an update episode for the end of 2019.
Yeah, maybe not a comprehensive update, but wanted to let you know how the year went and also how some predictions panned out.
Yeah.
This will be our last episode for 2019. We're taking a couple weeks off, so
for the holidays.
We hope you all have a wonderful holiday, whatever you celebrate or don't.
Yeah, or don't even have a good time if you don't want to.
Yeah, you know what? We don't want to force you into anything.
If you... No,
be miserable.
You know, if Ebenezer Scrooge listens to this, do you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, at the beginning of this year, we went to see a storefront psychic named Sister Rocky.
And yeah.
She made some predictions for our lives and the country, sort of, and our health, a whole bunch of stuff. And we wanted to go back and see how they panned out.
Yeah. She is a life coach and clairvoyant, as her business card says. And both of us had some pretty dire predictions about what was going to happen.
Yeah.
We both wanted to get some political lowdown, and she was not forthcoming on politics. But you, in the episode, you said, I hope we get an impeachment this year. And it looks like we got a squeaker right before the end.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
So anyway, come to my storefront psychic shop. I'm now a psychic as of 2020.
Well, hey, that's, I think, one of the best hits so far.
Yeah, although I don't know, saying I hope he does. I don't know if that's the same as predicting.
Oh, fair enough.
We went back through and we made a little spreadsheet of all of these predictions that she made.
And by we mean Carrie.
Well, but you've contributed to your part.
Okay.
I'm looking at it.
All right. Well, it was interesting just to see. And this is always the hard thing to do, really the impossible thing to do while you're talking to a psychic, is to keep a list and actually track everything he or she says is going to happen.
Yeah.
And that sets up a great situation where you're going to remember the things that did pan out or that were significant to you and everything else. You know, your brain just can't hold all that.
It's
not what brains do.
Even if you are a sort of critical thinker, you're skeptical of psychics and so on, your brain is still great at this. And I've found that people will message me about Drew's and my engagement and be like, Sister Rocky was right. Oh my God, someone was right. And that is a great hit. But also, she made some dire predictions for my life that we've all just forgotten.
Right, right. Yeah. That's how that works.
That's what your brain does.
And even critical thinkers, we want to hear nice things about ourselves. And so we lock onto those. Yeah, she's right. I am a cheerful person. But then, you know, the other things. Yeah, the things that are maybe not so good about us, you know, if they're correct, we'll lock onto them. But we're very good at just rejecting things that like, no, that's not me. That's not right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're trying to do the thorough thing and check up on these predictions. So yeah, let's see how 2019 panned out according to psychic Sister Rocky.
All right, so you went first, and her first prediction, it looks like, was that you have many long years ahead.
Well, I'm not dead
yet. Yeah, you didn't die this year. Let's call it a hit.
So, okay. All right, well done. That was just looking at my lifeline on my hand. All right, let's see. She said that I stress very easily. I always struggle with this one. You know, I do a lot of stuff, and I do it as fast as I can, but I don't do any more than that. But I've certainly been feeling some mounting anxiety over this past year just with not being able to keep up with everything that I want to be doing or that I commit to doing. So I don't know if I call that stressing easily, but I'll call it a mild hit.
Okay. I also feel like it's hard if you've never been anyone else. What are you comparing this to?
Yeah. I don't know. Others around me, well, you around me would be better qualified to say if like I'm constantly in that state of stress or...
Yeah. I mean, I guess, okay. If I think of like you now versus maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I'd say you're more stressed.
Yeah. And you know, when you have people who are close to you, they are your opportunity to sort of unload and say, ugh, you know,
oh, true.
Here's everything I've been carrying and not talking to people about all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely I can bellyache to Carrie and and Kara and Andrew. So I'll give that a sideways. Sure. She told me that I dwell on the past and to get over it.
Okay. Have you been thinking about that ever since?
No, I was just reminded as I was looking at the spreadsheet. But it's funny, my dad is very much that kind of person who will still sort of obsess over something that he said or did years ago. And I think I may have inherited a little bit of that, where I can still, like, at certain times of the day, run over things that I did a long time ago or I feel bad about. I don't think it's always in my mind ever present. So I'll give this another semi-hit. Mm-hmm. She said that I'm cheerful.
I'd say you're cheerful.
I'll take it.
I would say, especially in a context like this, that would be, you know, where you're meeting a new person, you're friendly. Yeah.
She said that I'm sensitive and emotional. All right. Sure. Okay. Here we go. Now we start getting into actual predictions. She said that the next 6 months will be rough.
Yeah. So let's see. That would have been January through June.
We did a bunch of touring.
We did.
Which is fun, but also a lot of work.
Yeah, high impact.
I went to South by Southwest. That was fun. Definitely things were busy at work. They've been busy all year. My son graduated.
From high school, yeah.
Yeah, but nothing I would call rough necessarily. Okay. You know what? My cousin Scott did die in May. The end of May. That was rough.
Yeah, and very unexpected.
Yeah, it was. So that's the only thing that I could point at this first 6 months and would say that was rough. I don't think the whole 6 months were rough.
Got it. Okay.
Extraordinarily so. Bad luck will turn to good during the 7th month.
Okay, so July.
It's funny, my best way of recalling my past year very quickly was just to go through my photo roll.
Oh, sure.
Take pictures all the time of everything. So I did that, and I didn't see any characteristic shift from the first half of the year to the second half in those terms. So I'm calling that a miss.
My birthday was that month.
Hey.
So, an evening's birthday, evening blotcher.
I don't know if that's bad luck turning to good, but happy birthday.
It was very good luck that people you love were still alive.
Indeed. She said there would be a completion during the 7th month. Again, don't know what that would mean.
Oh, right. We guessed that maybe we were going to go to Teal Swan's completion process.
Oh, right. And that did not happen. So
during July. Nope.
I went to Camp Quest West.
All right.
That's pretty good.
You love that
place. Did that in the 7th month. She said my heart is not doing well, but not physically. Emotionally.
Your love life or something.
Well, she gets into that more. Okay. But yeah, I'm calling that a miss. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
And then she did say more overtly that I am doing poorly in love.
Oof. Okay.
Nope.
No. All right.
No. And that I've been hurt 3 times, and I'd have a really hard time knowing how to parse that.
Yeah, either it's a very big number or a very small number.
Right, depending how you define that being hurt. And then it's like defining a planet versus a dwarf planet.
Yeah.
You know, if you allow Pluto to be a planet, there's a lot of other things that are technically planets.
Right.
So you make it the largest of the dwarf planets.
And if you were a person who had been struck by lightning 3 times, we'd be like, that's an amazing hit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a person who has, you know, had 3 medium-sized bad things happen to him by the time he's 37.
So, so it wasn't the sort of thing where I immediately go like, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
My heart chakra is spinning poorly. I can't speak to that. Maybe. I'm jealous of others, not in a relationship sense.
Okay.
I was reminded of a friend of mine, Bob Kurtz, very talented animator, and he talks about this thing called joyful jealousy.
Aww.
When you have people around you and they're doing amazing things, and you're like really happy for them, but at the same time, like, oh, I wish I had done that.
Uh-huh.
So I experience that all the time.
But it sort of lacks the resentment aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But definitely there's a lot of people around me doing really cool things.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm happy for them.
Yeah. I don't think that's probably the kind of thing she meant.
So, okay. Fail. She sensed good chemistry between us.
Hey!
Good.
Hit.
We approve. She said that I'm struggling in love.
Okay. Yeah. Boy, she's really trying to make that make sense to you.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, if she had said that 7 years ago, maybe I could have made something out of that. But no, it really doesn't resonate on any level. She said I'm not very trusting. Well, that's a psychic talking to me. So, okay.
Because you don't trust psychics.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm pretty trusting.
Okay.
That I always have my guard up. Sure. Around a psychic.
Okay. Fair enough.
Do I always have my guard up in general? Again, I don't know how to compare my experience to others.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's true, but I could just be being positive about myself.
Right. And if you always had it up, it would be a hard thing to know about yourself because it would be like the air around you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I guess unless people reflected that to you a lot, if they were like, I never feel like I can, you know, get through to you or something, then okay, maybe.
So again, can't really speak to that fully. She said that I'm controlling.
Okay.
I don't know. that I'm meant to be a leader. I don't really see that as part of my personal makeup.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm just too busy doing other things.
Right.
And I don't see myself having much bandwidth or inclination to try to lead others.
I do feel like if I did an escape room with seven people, you might be the person who naturally emerged to be like, wait, let me get everybody who's already doing work. Let's collect this into like an overlying pattern that will actually help us succeed.
I did that in a recent escape room, but that was with two people who'd never done an escape room before.
Oh, sure.
And we succeeded.
Hey!
In general, I think my philosophy is I'm happy to follow until like everybody's sort of meandering around like, what do we do? And
right.
I'm like, okay.
Okay, yep.
Now's my chance to do it. She said there are two people standing in my way of things I'm trying to accomplish. I don't know who those people are.
Did you stand in a line recently? Oh, to see Amma. There were more than two people, though. Oh. There were more than two people. What a long
line. So many people stood in my way. Hundreds. I don't know what that means. She said that I would be butting heads. And actually, I did for the first time ever actually butt heads with somebody at work.
Oh, okay.
That had never happened before. And, you know, it's resolved now, but I'll call that a hit.
Okay.
She said that there are two things that I'm trying to accomplish, and I think there are two people standing in the way of those projects. So I'm just going to say a solid miss on that because I feel like at the end of the year, I would know.
You would know what
she meant.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so here's the big one.
Yeah.
Here was my big takeaway and something that was very testable.
Yeah.
Is that psychic sister Rocky said that I would be accused of sexual impropriety within the next 6 months.
And yes.
This was the beginning of January.
Now, before you tell us whether that happened, was this on your mind at all? Did that give you any of the sort of heebie-jeebies about whether this would happen?
You know, I'll say no. I was pretty confident that this was not something that was going to happen or that had already happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was kind of silly and I had no problem talking with people about it, even at work.
Okay.
so that I guess they all knew to have their eyes on me. So 6 months went by.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened and everybody would say, well, not that you know of yet.
Right, sure.
So they've had 6 months and a change of HR leadership to report me.
Okay.
And nothing has happened that I would recognize as like, uh-oh, I hope nobody mentioned this.
Right.
And nothing has happened in that respect. So I'm calling it a solid fail.
Okay.
Solid miss.
There you go.
But that was certainly, I think, the most interesting prediction out of all of these.
Yeah.
And she was trying to sell me on like $540 worth of candle work.
Oh, right.
To deal with it. So good thing I saved that $540.
And, you know, often psychics will use this excuse if their predictions don't come true of like, well, I can only sort of see likelihoods and you still have free agency and so on. But this was something that was going to happen to you that you had no control over. So it's not like your belief or disbelief or you're making better decisions
and
would do anything.
She got very explicit about it. Even when she was trying to sell me on the candles, she was saying, well, we can't stop this from happening. It's going to happen no matter what.
Oh.
But we can, you know, maybe help deal with the things on the perimeter around that.
Gosh, I'm trying to put myself in her mind. I'm like, does she really just think, oh, this is true of every man. In the next 6 months, someone will accuse them of sexual impropriety.
And certainly the Me Too movement was kind of in the heat of things at the time. So who knows what was going on in her head, but it did not pan out. Thankfully.
Phew.
Thankfully for all the women around me. Or men. She didn't specify. Yeah. She told me not to invest. I mean,
in the next 6 months, right?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I did put some money in, you know, like one of those accounts that earns like 1.5% or something like that, you know, just to have some money doing something. I did resist investing in a money market account. I was meeting with a financial advisor and he just kept saying inconsistent things to me, saying, this is the best one for you. And then a few minutes later, he'd say, yeah, this is the best one for you.
Oh.
Wait a second, you were pointing at that one just a minute ago. So I gave up after a while.
Okay.
But not because of Psychic Sister Rocky.
was that in the first 6 months?
Yeah, it was.
Oh my gosh, good thing you avoided it.
I guess you could. I wasn't thinking about her at the time.
It's almost as if these predictions are articulated in such a way that it's impossible to prove her wrong.
Right. So I'm just going to call it a miss. I don't think that was particularly relevant or interesting. She told me that New York held something positive for me. It did. Yeah. We had a show out in Brooklyn.
That was such a great show.
That was great. So thank you, Psychic Sister Rocky. Don't move to New York. Well, I didn't.
Hey!
So if I had moved to New York, and something bad had happened, then we'd give her credit for that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
All right. Yeah, that's sideways. We can't say whether that was useful or not. I had no plans to move to New York.
But you didn't.
Something good was going to come from Colorado. You pointed out that our Soul Mala's 528 hertz frequency of love healing set,
which actually turned out to be 530 hertz.
We ordered it from a company that we later found is based in Colorado.
Yep.
But it shipped from China. So I doubt it. I doubt it came from the dropship company. I don't think it ever actually went there or got blessed in Colorado. So
also, I'm willing to say that was not something good.
Okay. So yeah, I'm saying, that's a miss on the Colorado one. Things will generally go well for me in 2019. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I even put this together when I was listing back through, but...
And yet, she had told me I'd be accused of sexual impropriety.
Be falsely accused of a very serious crime.
Right.
But it'll be a good year.
Generally, you'll look back in 2019 and be like, I'm glad that year happened. So I'm guessing some really good stuff had to be going down all the rest of the year when I wasn't being accused of sexual impropriety.
Yeah.
So at least in this part, she was right. It's been a good year.
Okay, good.
Like 2019.
All right.
I'm not being fulfilled. I'm just going to say miss.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel plenty fulfilled.
You're the only person who can say, so.
I'm too busy. I don't have time to feel unfulfilled.
Okay.
Problems with sleeping and indigestion? Definitely I've had some nights where I haven't slept enough.
You know, you've mentioned that a few times, and are you having insomnia, or is it just like you don't have the time to go to sleep?
I just don't have the time. Okay. Yeah, I've never suffered insomnia.
Okay.
Like, if I go to bed, I go to bed.
Okay.
So,
all right. So not like sleeping problems, more like time problems.
Yeah, not like a physical problem with sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, actually, if anything, I've gotten better at just saying, like, I'm tired now, I'm not going to keep working.
And I go to bed. Good. Oh, so, I'm glad to hear that.
So I do that. My sexual chakra was not spinning.
Oh, no.
Hopefully it started up again.
Did you have sex this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
I didn't know you lost your virginity this year. That's great. Congratulations.
Cara and I finally decided it was time. She said that my sexual performance is fine, but that I'm detached. Emotionally detached.
Goodness.
Nope, that's wrong.
What a wide swing to make.
Oh, man. Yeah, after she knew that I had been in my marriage for 18 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, I wonder if it was another one of those, like, well, you're a man. So if anything has been related to you negatively in the sex realm, it's probably going to be something about like, oh, you know, you don't cuddle me enough or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's got a good relationship. I was just telling someone recently, like, it works out to about every 6 years, Cara and I will have an argument that, like, I'd actually call an argument.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And,
wow.
Yeah, we're you know, it's been a long time since we've argued about anything. So, no, it's been a good year in the relationship category. So, wrong.
I'm assuming to you an argument is like a pretty big thing then. You must have little like tiffs, like disagreements.
Mm,
no?
Not really.
What?
It's not a thing
happening in that home.
No, but I mean, yeah, the ones that stand out are definitely like we're upset about something big. You know what? The last one was over the arrhythmia thing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that was last time we really had a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just generally we're very happy.
Things are going well. So, yeah. Congrats on that.
Suck it. Vulnerable to substance abuse, still wrong.
Yeah, no, you are a person for whom that even particularly doesn't apply. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah. There are people for who that would be somewhere in the gray area, but no, not here. I'm stubborn. No, I'm not. I'm never stubborn.
Oh,
that's wrong.
Okay, all right.
No, well, you can't convince me otherwise.
Okay. Hmm.
She said that there's been a void in my life since I was 17.
Again, and then that's when you met Cara, started dating Cara?
Oh, started dating her, yeah. Technically, we met when I was 10. But yeah, she just doesn't like Cara. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. I think she's in love with you.
Their energies are not meshing. There's only one way to find out if she's in love with me.
Marry her?
Psychic Sister Rocky?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to move to New York and marry Psychic Sister Rocky.
No, you can't move to New York.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Oh, boy.
Fudge. But you're right. She is in New York.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
And that was about it for her readings for me. She said that one of my chakras didn't need work which she called my aura, which is totally weird. Again, no way to evaluate that statement.
Oh, yeah. Because you called her and said, which of my chakras is the one that's fine? And she said, your aura chakra.
Right? Yeah, which is not.
That's not. We even know that's not a thing.
Not a thing. So looking at this long list of predictions, there were, let's see, five things that I would say, yeah, sure, that was a hit. Mm-hmm. Most of them were pretty inconsequential. So
what was the best hit?
That I would butt heads
okay.
at work.
Okay.
Just because that had never happened before and it did once.
Right.
Yeah, I'll say that's cool. The best hit. All right. How did your readings pan out?
I wish I could say, Ross, but first I want to tell you how much I love my own teeth.
That's good. I'm glad you love your teeth.
Yeah. You know, I love taking care of them. I love looking at them. Mm-hmm. I love using them to talk, eat, etc.
You love looking at your teeth?
Yeah. Right. Why not?
Cool. Yeah, sure. That's normal.
There's an episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show where Ted is just sitting by himself on the couch and he just hasn't talked in a while. And they're like, hey, Ted, what's up with you? And he says, oh, I'm counting my teeth.
That's a great line. That's good writing.
Yep, it's a really well-written show.
It's not advancing the plot. Yep,
exactly. It's like
just this little human moment.
Exactly. It's how things really happen, but just slightly heightened
and tied into the character. Oh, I love it. That's fun. So funny. Well, if you care about your teeth,
I do,
and maybe some of our listeners do as well, you probably want to get a toothbrush that is built to all the latest and greatest standards in toothbrushing.
You probably do, and if you do, you should probably get a Quip.
Well, hey, the shopping season is here, and this year, your gift can start next year's good habit with Quip. Quip is something that's sure to put a smile on everyone's mouth because it's dental care that they'll actually want to use every day.
Quip is a thoughtful and practical gift. It's intentionally designed to make good habits simple.
It's an electric toothbrush. It has sensitive sonic vibrations and a timer with 30-second pulses to guide your routine. And the refillable Quip floss dispenser has pre-marked strings so you always use the right amount.
Plus, Quip delivers brush heads, floss, and toothpaste refills every 3 months.
So join over 3 million happy customers and check everyone off your gift list right now with Quip.
I hope Santa brings me a new Quip.
Oh, yeah?
Because when I moved, I misplaced my Quip.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. I've been brushing my teeth since, but it's not the same, as you know.
I'd be seriously bummed.
Yeah.
So you can go to getquip.com/ohno to save on gift sets and to get your first refill free with a refill plan.
That's your first refill free at getquip.com/ohno.
Getquip.com/ohno.
What are you getting me for Christmas? A website? Or that's what I really want. But
oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, that's good because I actually just got you a Squarespace.
That's my favorite kind of website.
Well, you're in luck because I found just the right site for you to create your online presence.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you about it.
Okay.
You could use Squarespace if you want to create a blog or maybe publish content. Maybe you want to promote your physical or online business.
Promote my physical or online business.
What if you want to announce an upcoming event or a special project?
Okay, what about if I'm getting married, say?
That's a special project.
Could I make a website called drewcarryshow.com, but Carrie's spelled C-A-R-R-I-E, and then make it about my wedding, but it's like very beautiful and high tech, and yet it only takes me, I don't know, an hour or two to create?
I think you could do that as long as the other Drew Carey Show doesn't sue you.
Okay.
Yeah, and you could do it on Squarespace.
Okay. You know what? I think I will. Click, 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 click. Oh my gosh, I just did.
Look at that. You're using beautiful templates created by world-class designers.
And I can use powerful e-commerce functionality if I want to sell items at my wedding.
Oh, and looks like you even have a new way to buy domains and choose from over 200 extensions.
You know I did.
Yeah.
I chose .com, but
you could have. You could have gotten another .horse.
It's true. Drew Carey's show .horse might be pushing it.
And there's 24/7 award-winning customer support.
So check out squarespace.com/ohno for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code OHNO to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. I know I did when I did drewcarryshow.com.
Oh, yeah. You got that discount.
Oh, yeah.
And gave us credit for it. Yeah,
that's right.
So thank you to all of you for signing up.
Yeah.
If you need a website.
And for looking at my wedding.
That's you guys.
Yep.
It looks great.
Thank you. There's even an FAQ section.
Oh, wow.
Ross's name is on it.
Oh, yeah. Look at me. I'm an esteemed reader.
An esteemed reader. And look at that. It's mobile optimized right out of the box. Good God, what a good website.
Yeah. You built it beautiful.
I really did. So you were asking me about Sister Rocky.
Yeah, how did her predictions go for you? Because she had some strong relationship.
She sure. Oh yeah,
predictions,
relationship, and health predictions. She really went for it with me. So okay, first she also told me I had a long lifeline. Like you, I didn't die this year. So.
Woohoo! High sure. five!
Yay!
We'll merge our lifelines briefly in a high five.
She said that I will die of old age unless I drink a bunch or use a lot of drugs.
This is helpful to hear because in our line of work, you never know.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to take a step too far.
Right, right, right.
One of us has to die. So that's good.
Yeah,
Assuming we take her word for it.
Unless I drink a bunch or use a lot of drugs. I mean, use a lot of drugs could also still be in our line of work, but right. probably not.
Okay.
Anyway, she said there will be problems in my ovarian area this year, but they will be ruled out.
I feel like if I were a psychic, I would be working in little references to things to see if people notice. I would say, like, there will be blood. Just see if anyone's a fan of the movie.
They're just a big P.T. Anderson fan. Actually, that is my favorite director.
Yeah.
So I might be like, oh, wow, this is amazing.
Anyway, so yeah.
Okay.
Is that true, Carrie?
No. There was...
You didn't have any troubles in your ovarian area?
Not that I know of, and certainly none that were then ruled out by a doctor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Miss.
Miss. She said, my energy, though, could make real cancer happen.
Did it? Have you been diagnosed with cancer?
No, I haven't been diagnosed with cancer.
Yet.
Miss?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess in the next week I could be.
It's hard to know what's raging on inside your body.
It's true.
But hopefully not.
Maybe the design of the prediction. Okay, then she said, I'm a happy-go-lucky woman, but inside I carry a little sadness.
That's just a Barnum statement.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's true for me, too.
Yeah, when I was making this chart, I wrote unknown. Yeah, sure. I mean, if I didn't carry a little sadness, I would not be human.
Right.
Okay. Then she said, oh, yeah. Gotten so used to sadness, I don't even feel it. Oh, I bet that's why I went back and put unknown. Because I thought, okay, well, if I wouldn't even know, then you tell me.
As Donald Rumsfeld would say, that's one of the unknown unknowns.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Then she said, I have made a foolish mistake in the past. Oh, right. And I was trying to figure that out. And I was like, well, I guess I only have two sort of things that I return to and say like, oh, you know, did I do the right thing there? And one was not transferring to Berkeley.
Oh, because of a boy.
Because of a boy.
Ugh.
And the other was kind of giving up on my dog Toomey, who had become just like super aggressive. And I ended up putting him down.
Probably was still the right choice.
I think so. But, you know, those are the sorts of things that you kind of return
Stick
to every
with
once
you.
In a while.
Yeah.
But I said both of those to her and she was like, no, not those. And I was like, oh, then I really don't know.
Okay.
And then she said, for some women, it's an abortion. And I was like, okay, well, I haven't had an abortion, so.
Hashtag not all women.
Yeah. So that was a miss. Okay, she said, I will be told I have cancer, but it will be misdiagnosed.
Oh, make up your mind, lady.
Yeah, so that's a miss.
You know what? That was probably her referring to herself from a few minutes before where she told me you would have cancer.
Yeah, that's, you know what?
All right, she just
that's
canceled
the
herself
best
out.
Version you can make of this. So sure.
All right.
So then she said, this is so confusing. I remember being so confused by this.
Okay.
She said, you'll be told you have cancer, but it's going to be misdiagnosed, but also the cancer will be healed.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's the false cancer. There's the real cancer.
Yeah.
The real cancer will be healed.
Maybe she's hoping that as you recall this, you won't be going through it with a fine tooth comb the way we are. And you'll just right. remember like, oh, she said something about me having cancer and it turning out okay.
And didn't worry about her own internal inconsistency there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, there was no mention of cancer from my doctors. And I do get pretty thoroughly examined every year since there's like a lot of cancer in my family.
Okay.
So
fail.
I think that's a miss. She did say the higher power will bless me this year.
Well, you got blessed briefly by Amma.
Okay, okay.
She's kind of one with the supreme reality.
You're right. She is God. So, all right, we'll call that a hit. Running hit.
You're welcome, psychic sister Rocky. Yeah. I'm fighting for you here.
We're giving you the best possible version of yourself. All right, then she said, I should be grateful, but I shouldn't shout it from the rooftops. And I guess that's what I'm doing.
Did you get on a rooftop?
I haven't been on a roof all year.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. You trying to think of a time I was on a roof?
I'm trying to think of a time I was on a roof. Usually I'm on a roof.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I would think I could think of some rooftop time. It's probably I probably parked at a parking structure on the roof.
Oh, sure. Of course. Yeah, that happened. I didn't shout anything up there, though.
Yeah, me neither. So, okay, yeah. But I do feel grateful. My life is going very well. Thank you very much. Now I need to be more grateful for myself, she says. Maybe.
Yeah, and that's not even a prediction. That's just sort of a...
advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you know, people do turn to psychics for. Mm-hmm. But could I say that I have like a deficit of gratitude for myself? I really don't know. She said that I have no feeling in my inner soul, which I get... You know what? That's true.
Yeah.
There are no nerve endings there. I have no feeling in my inner soul.
That's true. Yeah, we do know where the inner soul is located on the body, and there are no nerve endings there.
Yeah, that's such an unprovable. How would I know that I don't have feeling in that? Anyway, okay, then she said that my life purpose is to bring excitement to other people. I felt like that's fine. Like, you know, part of my job is like performing and stuff, so sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I do also feel like she probably is like fairly chipper person in LA. This'll hit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally.
Okay, then she said, my flesh needs to fly so that soul energy can take control.
Oh, yeah, that was like the almost creepy thing where it was almost sounded like some weird physical threat or like...
Right, it almost sounds like the way you'd talk, like a Mahasamadhi, like the way you'd talk about a spiritual person leaving the body.
You need to, shed your mortal coil.
Right, on a new plane now.
So did that happen?
No, I've been keeping my flesh really close to
me. It didn't fly? Okay. Yeah.
Okay, then we hit a pretty strong string of misses here. Yeah, so she said that I keep opinions to myself. I wouldn't say that's right. You know, certainly not more than other people.
Yeah, no.
She said there was a jealous woman around me.
Right.
If there is, I don't know about it.
And still, she was going to try to steal Drew away from
me. Yes, so the jealous woman will try to make it seem like something has happened between her and Drew. The implication seemed to be sleeping together, but I'm not sure she actually said sleeping together.
Okay.
That hasn't happened. No woman has come to me and said that.
I guess we need to add a proviso here. We're mid-December as we're recording this, so...
Oh, yeah. All of this could happen in the next, like, 2 weeks.
We will definitely let you know if all of this comes true in the last 2 weeks of the year. You know, that's 1/26th of the year. That's like 4% of the year.
Okay. Yeah. She said that this woman who comes forward, she will be lying. Drew rejected her and she's mad about that. And that's why she's saying that Drew slept with her or whatever. But it's not true.
Just sounds like very creative storytelling on Sister Rocky's part.
Yeah, totally. I feel like maybe, you know, as she sees that nothing's landing with me, she's just sort of like broadening the story a little and making it seem a little more plausible, you know. Mm-hmm. If she had just been like, there's a jealous woman, and I had been like... Yeah. You know, then she know, okay, maybe this relationship's a little rocky.
I feel like I feel like these were the two items that were from her grab bag of tricks. Oh, I'm talking to a woman. We're going to talk about another woman stepping in.
Right.
And, oh, we're talking to a man. I'm going to talk about you getting outed for sexual impropriety.
Uh-huh.
She probably has a few others, but I'm guessing this is like her little go-to.
I think so.
I want to alert this person, make them worried, and make them think they need my help.
Right. And hopefully something that's already sort of on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if I believe this woman's lies, my relationship will falter. Still a myth. I'm going to meet the woman this year. So apparently it's not a woman I already knew at that point.
Wow. This is going to be a busy 2 weeks for you.
Yeah. I don't think I've met her yet. But I need to have faith in a higher power over this. And especially I need to have faith in a higher power so that I don't get cancer.
Are you still an atheist?
I still don't believe in
okay.
Unless by higher power, which means like democracy or something. Truth.
The American way.
Yeah. And then she said, oh, okay. She straight up said my uterine wall and fallopian tubes will get cancer.
Well, who knows where they are right now?
Yeah. Yeah. If you have my fallopian tubes, please check them and see if they make water taste just a little sweet.
I was just thinking that.
But yeah, as far as I know, my uterus is fine, and it got checked this year, as it does every year. So
okay,
she did say I may later need a hysterectomy, and just go ahead and do it. Okay, she said my...
Oh, what a horrible way to get that advice.
Yeah, I know, it's like decent advice, but You don't actually know anything about my life. You just happen to hit upon some decent advice.
Yeah, there is no way in which she should be telling people that.
That's correct. Then she said that my cancer will actually be caused by a spiritual problem.
All right.
And I will have cancer in the next 6 months.
Oh.
If I don't get a healing from Sister Rocky.
And you didn't.
I didn't.
You didn't pay that extra money.
I did not. And you know what? Still doing fine.
Hey, that 6 months is definitely expired.
Oh, for sure.
Miss.
And then some. So in particular, I needed a power animal to eat my illness. That's weird.
Mm.
And
is that a thing?
A power animal?
Eating your illness?
Oh, yeah. I think at the time I asked her that, like, oh, I haven't associated that with power animals. But I guess, like, yeah.
Okay, my psychic fox, climb down to my psychic spleen and eat it.
What's the hungriest animal? A hippo? Hungry, hungry hippo?
I hear hippos do kill a lot of people.
Yo, that's true. Yeah. I think it's the most dangerous land mammal, right? Anyway, so she wanted to give me a candle healing that would help me get my spirit animal. That's normally $220, but she was willing to give it to me for $120, but I still decided I was going to risk it, and here I am.
Boy, $120, that was my full price for just one chakra. So
right.
Really, she was offering you a steal.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder then if my chakras are fine or if this was just like a triage situation where this was more important or what. Interesting.
Or she felt like somehow I was Mr. Moneybags.
So then she said, you and I collaborate creatively.
Correct.
True. Now, do you think she got that from you, from your conversation?
Oh, I don't think I said anything that would give away that we have a project together. So
okay.
I'll call that a hit.
All right. Hard to remember this far out. Then I tried to get her to say what would happen with Trump this year.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't comment on it. She's like, oh, I just can't say. I can't say.
I mean, that's fair. Even he doesn't know what he's going to do next.
True. So she didn't get anything wrong there. So fine.
All right.
Apparently, at some point, I said that I think Trump is a psychopath. And she agreed.
Hit.
So I'm going to call that a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then she got on that kick of just trying to give me advice about my book that I did not want.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So she told me to make a clear point in my book. Great. Good advice. Okay. She said 2019 is the year of Carrie taking less control. I don't know what that means. So I'm going to call it a miss.
And I don't think that characterizes your year. You've made some big decisions.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, this one's a little tricky. She said, my 3.5-year relationship is getting stronger. And we did break up after this.
Mm-hmm.
We got back together. So, I don't know. That feels like a miss because it was before the breakup. But I'm sure she would say gray area, so
yeah,
I will
too. Yeah, it would be a hitty kind of miss.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's an unusual situation.
Yeah. But she said, this is the big hit. We will have a new commitment coming forward this year.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the one listeners remembered.
Yep. Exactly. And I get it. I get why. I mean, getting engaged, that's a thing that hopefully happens just once in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Then she said that Drew and I would start thinking about adopting another dog. Hasn't happened.
Okay. Seems like a fair guess.
Yeah. If you got the one. Then she said Drew and I would take a step further toward marriage.
Correct.
Hit, definitely. Okay, then she said we would adopt another dog very soon. She said 1 to 2 years, so the 2 years aren't up yet.
Okay.
So far, not even looking. And she said adopt, don't buy the dog.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Always adopt.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely what we would do if we were going to go get a dog. Oh, yeah. Okay, she said to tell Drew if I want to get married, don't hold it in. I did that.
Yeah, you did. All right.
On his podcast.
Solid hit.
Okay, then she let me know that Ella would do fine with the new dog that I'm getting. Okay, who knows? Oh, yeah, she told me not to wait another year to come see her again. That it's like counseling. I need to keep coming back.
Of course. Well, that definitely serves her purposes.
Yep. I'm going to call that a hit. Year was fine, and all the things that she thought would happen that were bad didn't, so.
Okay.
Eh. Oh, yeah. Okay, so then she got off on this weird tangent where she seemed to be convinced I was writing a book about Donald Trump, which I was not and am not, but she was like, you need to get to Bethesda this year, get near DC, you know, so you can really get there in with him, but do not move to Washington, D.C. And you know what? I haven't.
Hey, all right. Good job.
Yeah.
Imagine all the terrible things that would have happened if you moved there.
Yeah, who even knows? So let's see. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, about 18 things I'm calling amiss.
Okay.
Hits, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5, 6, about 7 solid hits.
Okay, let's see here.
Much bigger miss quota.
7 divided by 25, the total number. So out of the ones that could be evaluated, about a quarter.
Okay.
Were hits. Not bad.
Sure.
Actually bad.
Bad if you're supposed to have actually telling the future.
Special dispensation from the psychic world.
Yeah.
So.
Agree. Okay. And how about you? How's your ratio?
Horatio Hornblower. He's doing well.
Who is that?
It's like a fictional character, but there's all these adventures of him on the high seas. Very few people will know that reference. Okay. 5 hits out of 22 total evaluable statements. A little lower, 22%, 23% if you want to round up. So, not so great there.
And we're also not counting up the sort of unknown ones, which probably equal in amount.
She just got a bunch of credit for telling me that I'm a realist.
Right. Right. And for saying Trump is a psychopath, I agree. Yeah. So we thought we would go back to Sister Rocky and we'd kind of go over this with her and be like, what do you think? Why are there so many misses? What's up?
Yeah. Right? We were looking forward to trying to see how she'd respond to this.
Yeah.
So it turns out she did not take her advice from me to not go to New York.
Right.
You came by that same storefront to see if you could see her.
Yeah. And I noticed that it seems like the decorations were different, but I was like, maybe I just don't remember it correctly.
She could have updated.
Yeah. So, but I called the number on the sign outside and got a different woman. And I thought, I don't think this is the same lady, but maybe I just don't remember her voice.
Still a psychic shop, though.
Yeah, it's called Bella Vita Psychic now.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I said, oh, hi, you know, I was wondering what your hours are. And she told me, and I said, okay, cool. And I've been there once before, but remind me of your name. And she said something like Laura Gabriella.
Whoa. Yeah,
name that was not at all like Rocky.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, okay. The last time I went there was a woman named Rocky, Sister Rocky. And she said, when did you come? And I was like, a good year ago. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I know there was another psychic here, but I never heard her name. And
weird.
Yeah.
How does that go down?
Well, you know I went down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
How does that go down? It turns out there's a guy named Mark Nicholas who just sort of like buys storefront psychic shops and then rents them out. Or that's how it appears anyway.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. So these are just people renting out from him.
Yeah, and I think he also fancies himself a medium. I'm only getting this from following like a bunch of LinkedIn trails, so okay. I might have details wrong here, but that's certainly how it looks. Yeah, weird.
Interesting.
So I went and found Sister Rocky's cell phone number again.
Yeah.
And called her, and I thought, you know, maybe she'll give me a phone reading or something.
Okay.
This did not go the way I planned.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Oh, sorry. I was trying to find Sister Rocky.
Yes, can I help you?
Oh, right. I saw you the last time I was in town, and you used to work at Wilton in Hollywood, right?
Yes.
Are you not there anymore?
No.
Are you still seeing clients?
I could do a reading over the phone. What kind of reading did I do for you last time?
It was like a palmistry and tarot reading.
Okay, and what is your name?
Carrie.
Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you came in with a gentleman?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing, sweetie?
Oh, pretty good. How do you remember that?
Because you made a blog about me, that's why.
Okay, all right, I wondered about that. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
What did I think about it? Uh-huh. I think you just like overdid your part.
What does that mean?
Meaning a lot that I was saying, you just, you know, overacted it a little bit more than what, you know, what I've told you.
Okay. Well, I wanted to get your impression. I wrote down all the things you said would happen and, you know, a lot of them didn't happen. And I don't know. I was just kind of curious what you thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, actually, I'm not there. I'm in New York City.
Okay.
And as far as to do a reading or like that, I don't have time. And to tell you the truth, I really don't want to reach for you.
Okay. Well, okay. Why do you think that so many of your predictions didn't come true.
I'm not saying that whether they came true or not. I just say that you're a stubborn woman and your energy is very off. That's why.
Okay, but I'm asking you, like, last year, you know, you said that several things would happen this year that didn't happen. Why do you think that is?
You have free will. That's
well,
why.
Well, that's
I'm just
true,
the mediator. At the end of the day, it's based on your decision and what you make possible. And like I said, I'm the mediator. There could be many different directions that you can go into,
but
like I've told you.
Right, but some of them were things I wouldn't have control over, like health things.
Well, it's based on whether you have a little bit more faith, being that you don't have faith, and you pre-exist everything that you do, and you're a realist, there's the difference.
So if I did have faith, I would have gotten cancer this year, but since I don't, I didn't?
Okay, wow. That was my first time hearing that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So she hung up on you then.
Yeah. So if I had had faith, her horrible predictions about my life would have come true.
So faith can kill.
That's correct. I was saved by not believing.
Huh. That's interesting. That often comes up like in spiritual context, you know, where people don't believe in ghosts, don't see them. You know, you have to you have to believe it to see it in many of, not just ghosts, but many of these phenomena.
Right.
You know, so it's like, well, kind of good not to believe in it then. Then you're not vulnerable to curses or hauntings or all kinds of terrible things.
Yeah. Usually this is attached to something that's just unequivocally good. You know, oh, you couldn't feel the Reiki because you don't believe.
She said something like your soul is lost or your energy is lost.
My energy is lost. Huh. I'm a very stubborn woman and my energy is lost. Hey, we're both stubborn.
Boy, that was quite the confrontation. I felt my heart rate go up listening to that.
My heart was beating so fast afterward. I texted our friend Chris Stedman because I was already chatting with him and I was like, oh my God, Chris, my heart.
Should have pulled up one of those apps just to see.
Oh, yeah.
But you handled it very well. I feel like you were way more present in the moment than I would have been.
Oh, thanks.
To like kind of quickly turn around and like pose good questions to her.
Oh, well, thank you.
But that was, that was super uncomfortable.
Oh, it was very uncomfortable. And then, so I didn't want to spoil this for you. So you and I were texting and I was like, oh, I just texted Sister Rocky. It was weird. And you're like, should I call her?
Or would that not go so well?
That's you. Do you want to call her?
So interesting. So you have free will.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has free will. So essentially, she just invalidated all of her readings, all of her predictions. If they go as planned, she'll take credit for them. If they don't, you have free will.
Yeah. I mean, this is always like a problem with...
There's no accountability whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, there's some fairness to that, right? Like an economist predicting the future would say like, well, this is just like what the...
model shows.
Yeah, yeah. Or the 2016 election, right? What happened was still within the margin of error.
Right.
It wasn't totally
unaccountable. It wasn't 538 wasn't saying there was a 0% chance of Trump winning. There was a 12.5% chance.
And here we are living that 12.5%. Glorious percent. Yeah, so that's kind of tough, but I want more than that out of a psychic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If I were just going to use the models that are already out there and reachable by sociology and economics and all these things that are actually tested and validated and there are many minds working on, then why should I turn to you?
That would be fun to work out with, I don't know, a combination of actuarial tables and immeasurable levels of income and numbers of relationships in a person's life. Like, I bet you could get some pretty good factors together and make some worthwhile predictions.
All right.
That might be something fun to work on.
It reminds me of a book I just read. Since I'm getting married, obviously I need to read The Science of Marriage.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
You need to be prepared for these things. And anyway, you know what one of the biggest predictors of whether you'll get a divorce is?
Let me think about this.
Okay. It might have been the biggest one named in the book, at least.
Okay. I feel like one avenue I'm thinking of is like communication habits.
Okay.
And another one I'm thinking of is around like physical intimacy.
Okay.
Not even purely sexual, but just like how people relate on that level. Mm-hmm. But I don't have anything more specific than that.
You did pick two things that are probably harder to quantify. Well, I guess physical intimacy might be easier to quantify.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know if those things were tested, but whether you're over 25 when you get married is like the biggest predictor. People who get married for the first time when they're over 25, the divorce rate is like under 20%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And people are generally these days waiting longer to get mm-hmm. married. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's a good sign for marriage.
If you're over 25 and have an undergrad degree, your rate of divorce is like really, really low.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That all makes sense and resonates with other statistics I've heard. But my mind didn't go there. That's really cool.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm starting to think she's not psychic.
Indeed. So we've definitely got a hard pass on psychic sister Rocky.
Yeah, I don't think she wants to be our friend. I don't think she's interested in you romantically anymore.
All right, well.
But if you want to give her a call.
We could have had a great thing, psychic sister Rocky.
Did you want to call her?
I mean.
It's Ross thinks, he ponders.
It's not even that I'm trying to avoid the discomfort. It's just I'm trying to think what's positive could come of it. Yeah.
Sure.
Why would I want to put her through that discomfort? I think I know what will happen. Are you still telling other men that they're going to be accused of sexual impropriety?
Yeah.
I wonder if she's living in New York or she just happens to be there at the moment.
Yeah. Don't know. But she offered me a reading until she knew who I was, and then she was too busy.
Well, I wish her well and a different line of business.
Yeah. Me too. Maybe she should go into writing a book about Trump.
And if so, she needs to move to D.C.
Bethesda. If you're listening to this, Sister Rocky, that's our advice. Move to Bethesda.
And take a different line of work.
I have an idea. For 2020, what if you and I make some predictions, write them down on a piece of paper and see if we do as well as some of these psychics do?
Okay. Now, are these going to be like about our lives or are they going to be about just the world in general?
Let's do both.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm pulling up a Google document. Okay. Ross and... Do you hear me typing, listeners? This is behind the scenes shit. Ross and Carrie's predictions for 2020.
I'm trying to think what I can do that's like, Ross would not do this on air.
Take a drink of water.
I don't have any water right now. I'll take more spritzes of this stuff.
Okay. And we can go girl, boy, girl, boy. So let's see. My first prediction will be...
Kara wants to try a new pizza place and see dark waters.
Okay. Well, you want that to be your first prediction?
That I will see dark waters? Nope. Okay.
Okay. My first one is going to be that. Okay. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to be a little optimistic here. I'm going to say the Dem nomination does not go to Biden.
Oh, okay. I don't have anything particularly against Biden, but I hope that's true.
Yeah. And hopefully not Marianne Williamson either.
Oh, jeez.
But if you're listening, Biden or Williamson, come on the show. Talk to us about science. Talk to us about education.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Anybody with a decent sized following who's running for president, if you want to come on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have you. Any party.
All right. So you're saying not Biden.
Yeah. You want to get more specific? Or you can say Biden, then one of us wins.
I'll say Warren or Buttigieg.
Okay. The Dem nomination goes to Warren or Buttigieg, which, did I spell it right? You would know.
You did?
All right. I'm going to say a peacock makes national news.
That's a great prediction.
Thank you.
Okay.
If it happens, oh my God, I'll be so pleased.
Yeah, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but it is highly specific.
Yep.
It has not happened in my knowledge.
A minute.
NBC redesigns logo.
Actually, I do think there was someone who tried to take a peacock on a plane as an emotional support animal, which I actually think was like a right-wing person trying to make a point.
Oh, okay.
Be a dick. Sure. But I'm not sure if that made national news or just LA news.
Okay, let's go the earthquake route. I'm going to say there's going to be a major earthquake. I'm going to say over 7.0 on the West Coast.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think that is rare enough that that's an actual prediction. And watch, it's like a 6.9. I feel bad even saying something like that because then I know there's going to be property damage. Hopefully our listeners understand the lack of causation.
Yeah. Yeah. And isn't that interesting, though, that we kind of put together like, I hope that will happen and I think that will happen. Mm-hmm. Those feel like the same, but they're not. Carrie, I'll say someone close to Ross breaks a toe.
Okay. I'm going to say a new social media platform rises to like the level of a Twitter or a Facebook.
Okay. Good one.
Carrie is thankfully furiously typing all of these things for us.
Okay, I'm going to say this is also a little bit of me hoping along with me predicting, but my favorite person, Dick Van Dyke, he just turned 94 yesterday as we're recording this. So I'm going to say Dick Van Dyke turns 95.
Okay. Somebody posted that and Carrie's like, well, that's a day old. It was yesterday, which of course she would know. I always have this moment of panic like, oh no, it's a headline with a picture of smiling Dick Van Dyke. Don't tell me.
You want to know how present that is in my mind? One time I was at Drew's house and nothing was happening. We were just in separate rooms and I heard Drew go, oh no, hon. And I said, is it Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah.
He was like, no, Ella got your retainer.
Okay, well, now that I've thought about Dick Van Dyke leaving this world.
That is exactly how it was. It was my night guard, and that's like a $400 item. And so I was like, but Dick Van Dyke is okay.
If I found out, I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah,
because I know you would find out, but yeah, I would not want to be the one to tell you that.
Let him be alive a few more minutes.
Exactly.
For me.
Yeah. I can just see everyone around you like trying systematically to Carrie, let's quickly go on a week-long retreat. A silent retreat. In the woods. No cell service.
Oh, God.
Oh, let's see. I should have been working on another prediction in the meantime. Do we want to make a prediction on the impeachment? I'm sorry, everybody. We're talking politics.
That's fine.
These are trying times.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say, I hate it, but I'm going to say the Senate does not vote to remove Trump from office.
I think that's safe.
Yeah. I'm making a safe bet there.
Okay, I'm going to say there is a recount, no matter what the outcome is.
Interesting. Okay.
It's a recount of the 2020 U.S. presidential election.
And if that process involves a peacock, then we knock this one out of the effing park.
An earthquake triggers a recount done by a peacock.
Okay, I'm going to say that we have our first major news about a city needing to relocate due to rising water levels.
Oh, wow. A whole city. Okay. Needing to relocate because of...
I mean, already there's, you know, really bad news around Venice.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess there's going to be like some major thing, like a bunch of people displaced.
Okay. I'm going to say I think that we are very, very close to an AIDS vaccine. So I'm going to say an AIDS vaccine is successfully sent to clinical trials. Not widely available, but clinical trials.
Oh, I told you I'm on a clinical trial myself now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a third stage clinical trial looking at a potential treatment for eczema.
All right.
To reduce itching. So
I didn't know you have eczema.
So I've gone off my meds for a while to let my foot get as bad as it wants to. Just so I can start taking this drug.
Good science.
Yeah, I was really excited about this just because I want to see what the process is.
Yeah, I've applied to many clinical trials. But they're always trying to isolate that particular complaint. And they'll be like, you don't have anything else wrong with you, do you? And I'm like, oh, get a clipboard.
I guess I'm pretty good for that. Generally, well, otherwise. So I'm sure I'll have more to report about that. I'm going to say there's going to be something major about malaria, like the reduction in rates of malaria. There will be some big breakthrough.
Okay, so major good news.
Yeah.
About like, malaria.
You know, drastically reduces the numbers.
Reducing numbers of infections or deaths?
Let's say deaths. Okay. Obviously, the two are tied.
I misspoke earlier when I said AIDS vaccine. I just want to note, of course, I mean HIV vaccine.
Oh, right. It's amazing that that already that infection is not a death sentence.
Yeah.
That shows the power of medicine. Yes, there are problems within the medical community and pricing and all of that, but still we get some actual real lives saved with medical technology.
I feel like that's our generation's polio. Like, we really got to see that happen. Because I remember in, like, fourth, fifth grade, people would talk about HIV/AIDS a lot. And there was so much fear around it. It was just this monster hanging over the country. And now it's, like, a pretty livable thing.
Yeah, and I have friends who lost so many of their friends. So, making progress.
Good job, science. Okay, I'm going to say someone... Carrie is close to adopts an amphibian or reptile.
I'm going to say that there will be some major either meme or news item or something revolving around the number 27.
Okay.
The number 27 is going to have a good year.
I like it. One of Scientology's major members, you know, public members.
Yeah, one that we know.
Will defect.
Speaking of which, turns out Beck is not a Scientologist.
Oh, right, yeah.
At least as of now, there was an interview recently where he said, oh, there was kind of a misconception about that, but no, I'm not a Scientologist.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
All right, I'm going to say we see our first cloned meat product available to the mass market.
On the consumer market.
So okay, maybe like one of the major fast food restaurants has like a cloned meat item.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So as opposed to something like the Impossible Burger or Beyond Meat that is a facsimile of meat, it's going to be actual cloned or in vitro meat.
Right.
Which has been kind of a holy grail of sorts or something it's been tested with, but they haven't figured out a lot of things around texturing and mass production and stuff. So.
But you're saying at a fast food joint even?
Sure. Let's,
will be
let's,
available.
Let's go bold.
Fast food joint. Cool.
All right.
I think these are some good predictions. How did psychics do in general this year with predicting?
I found one list that had a bunch of celebrity predictions put together by the National Enquirer.
Oh, right.
This was at the beginning of 2019. And so let's see if we can even evaluate these. I don't know if I'll know who these people all are. Okay, this is from National Enquirer.
Okay, I'm ready to Google.
And apparently they have their own stable of respected psychics.
Oh, sure.
That they talked to. So they did not name exactly who was making the predictions.
Certainly it's not just whoever was tasked with putting this blog together.
Mm-hmm. So Lady Gaga will exchange vows with her fiancé, talent agent Christian Carino, after she wins the Academy Award for her role in A Star is Born. Now that's interesting because she did win for the song, but not for Best Actress.
And she and that guy split up.
Okay. Fail. This same prediction also says that former Today Show host Matt Lauer will announce a return to TV news with a deeply scaled down cable news program that shows how far he's fallen.
Okay. Matt Lauer returns to the public eye in daughter Romy's TikTok videos.
Oops. Okay. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
Number two, Dolly Parton will reveal she's leaving longtime husband Carl Dean, who has not been seen with her in years, exclamation mark.
Oh, okay. Carl.
Boy, Shelley Miscavige hasn't been seen with David Miscavige in many years.
Oh, true.
Still don't know what's up with her.
Okay, October 1st, 2019, Dolly Parton has a new revelation about her long marriage.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton is rarely seen with her husband by her side, but that doesn't mean he hasn't been behind the scenes for the majority of her career. Parton and her husband, Carl Dean, have been married more than 50 years, but getting to that milestone hasn't always been an easy road to travel. In her recently released book, Dolly on Dolly, she shared some surprising revelations.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Do tell.
She moved to Nashville when she graduated.
Look, I don't need her life story.
Right. Oh, she's so cute. Okay, he's very private. Well, I can tell you one thing.
Maybe
given the length of this article, I really doubt at the end they're going to drop on us that they're divorced.
Yeah, do a search for the word divorce or leave.
Okay. Leave the house, okay. Refused to leave Carl. They renewed their vows.
All right, fail.
And she said that the secret to their marriage is all the time they spend apart.
Fail for the psychic, not for them. Good,
right.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Okay, they've got a healthy distance. That is part of a relationship, having sometimes your own space. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton's relationship will be torn apart after their efforts to adopt a child together go sour.
Oh, boy.
I did not know that relationship existed. She's not with Gavin Rosdale anymore?
No.
See, I knew that.
Gosh, okay. Well, People Magazine says they're ready to wed, while International Business Times says they might not be on good terms, while Radar Online says there are wedding rumors.
Well, that doesn't count as torn apart, so fail.
You're right. Oh, and People says they're more in love than ever, but can't tie the knot just yet.
Okay, so that one was wrong as well. Britain's Duchess Meghan Markle will have that's Meghan with an H, will have a baby girl and announce she is pregnant with a second child less than 2 months after the birth.
Oh, wow. Well, they did have a child.
Did they?
Yeah, this last year.
Okay, and it is a...
I don't remember. remember. This, you know, I'm proud of us that we don't know.
I'm actively disinterested in royalty.
Yeah, it's not my thing either. My mom was very into it and was just blown away by the fact that I hadn't been following it. Royal baby Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, almost certain to announce pregnancy in 2020, says someone!
Okay.
Whoa. Baby Archie was born in May of this year. So she did.
Oh, that was a boy.
Yep. It was a boy.
Okay, the prediction was that they would have a baby girl.
Okay, that didn't happen, and as far as I know, there's no announcement of them being pregnant again.
Okay, Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk will share news of the impending arrival of their second baby.
Okay. Okay, hang on.
Okay, I'm hanging.
Oh, well, according to LatinTimes.com, both Lady Gaga and Irina Shayk are both pregnant with Bradley Cooper's baby.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see anything about that from a reputable source, so I'm going to say that's not a hit.
Okay. Jack Nicholson will shock the world with an unexpected comeback on television.
Oh, okay.
I think we would have heard about that.
Yeah, I don't think he's on TV. You know, it came up. Angelica Houston saying, Jack Nicholson doesn't do TV.
No, okay.
Yeah, no, nothing's coming
up at all. Wow, this is actually surprisingly
bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good hits.
All right. There's more, but that's enough.
It's interesting. It makes me wonder what the profit model of all these things are. No one must do the thing we're doing. No one goes back through and sees if they were right.
These lists, you mean?
Yeah, it seems like what we're doing right now, people must not do.
Oh, here we go. A new film about the life of Michael Jackson will be announced, causing panic in his surviving family about the truths it will reveal. That happened, didn't it?
That happened.
Hey, okay, there we go.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Had to find one they got right.
Did it say documentary?
It just said film. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, Leaving Neverland.
Which I haven't seen yet.
Oh.
It's still on HBO, right?
Probably.
Okay.
It is heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. It's tough.
Was Angelina Jolie hospitalized over stress and health woes resulting from her lengthy and bitter divorce with Brad Pitt?
Gosh.
I don't think so.
What a thing to have someone predict about you. Okay. Yeah. Angelina Jolie hospital. Nope. Hasn't been to the hospital since 2015.
Did Jennifer Aniston meet and fall in love with a handsome European acting star?
I think I kind of looked this one up earlier.
I gotta say, this is fun. Yeah. Just coming up with these things.
Yeah, for sure.
Random stab at the dark for the future.
You know, a week ago she said she was open to love, but no, nothing doesn't look like anything happened there.
All right, well, so far our National Enquirer psychic squad is doing less well, even than Sister Rocky.
I doubt they're even talking to someone who claims they are psychic. I bet just a person sits down and writes these
out. Is this the equivalent of us ordering the Reiki-infused soul malas?
Totally. And speaking of which, we had a couple updates.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not an official update episode, but let's throw that one in.
Yes.
Yeah, what happened?
It's the end of the year and all. Okay. So I was finally able to get Soul Malas on the line. Took a lot of emails. I kept being like, please help. Please help. The tuning fork is at 530 hertz. It's not working. And they weren't responding, like that wasn't an emergency. Anyway, they finally did, and they were like, okay, thank you. You have two options. One is you can keep the product and we'll issue you a 50% refund, or you can return the product and we'll issue a 100% refund.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. So I was like, okay. And I'm thinking, like, it's the holidays. I don't want to go to the post office. So I said, I'll do the 50% refunds. But by then, they had already given me the address to send the return to.
Okay.
I'm not going to say here because it is very clearly just someone's apartment.
Okay.
But that really helped me in my rabbit trail because I have found the guy who owns Soul Malas. His name is Evan Hennessy.
Oh, we did see his name.
Attached
to Soul Malas. Yeah.
Oh, where?
There were posts online somewhere attributed to him.
Okay. Yeah. So I actually messaged him earlier today and said, hi, Evan, do you own Soul Malas? And he said, hi, yes, I do. How did you know? So I need to respond to him. But he is a marketing dude in Colorado.
Okay.
Who, you know, if you look at his Instagram, just seems like a nice young man having fun.
Who surrounds himself with monks?
No, who surrounds himself with, you know, beautiful women, has a six pack. Just a person who you might be picturing right now as a guy who is into marketing.
Okay.
No shade, per se. Maybe some shade. But I really doubt that those things were blessed by monks.
That's funny. We did hear from a guy named Andrew who wrote, "Not all monk blessings are a sham." And he said that he sells malas and he actually does get them blessed by monks. He took a photo of himself with the monk and he is mailing us some blessed malas. So, hey.
Assuming that's not a green screen.
I love this photo of him sitting with his eyebrows raised in front of this monk with his eyes closed. But yeah, okay, we've got some actual blessed items coming our way.
I didn't suspect there were no monk blessed items in the world, just that these particular ones are not, and that they were just drop shipped from China. Did they issue you your refund yet? Do you know?
Not on my credit card statement yet.
Okay. Because I also did check their Facebook page and there are so many reviews that are like, either I never got my stuff or I bought one thing and then I kept being charged by them and finally I got through to them and they said that in the fine print somewhere I was signing up for a monthly package.
Thanks for the heads up on that. I had no recurring charges, thankfully.
That's good. Well, when I wrote them back and asked for the refund, I was like, please confirm the refund and that you are not charging my friend's card every month.
So, yeah. Oh, good call. Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully that shows up. And you still have it, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Ding, ding.
Well, actually, while we're providing some updates from previous investigations, related to that one, there was also our Vital Tones episode, where we talked about the app that plays sounds for you that are supposed to take care of all kinds of things like pedophilia.
Right. And the owner wrote to both of us. Mm-hmm. His name's Uğur Doğan. And
seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, seems perfectly nice. And he actually said that he really wanted to help Drew because he really thinks that they can sort of make headway on his CP.
Okay.
With these Vital Tones.
Ongoing investigation then?
Maybe. I asked Drew if he was up for it. At one point, he said yes. Now I think he's a little more on the fence. We'll let him decide.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, this is one of those times where I feel kind of bad for the guy because I doubt that this works. But I also appreciate the spirit of investigation this guy clearly has. Like, he believes in it.
Yeah, and he's willing for it to be put to the test.
Yeah.
He's an earnest person.
Yeah, for that much, good on ya.
He even opened with the line, "I've enjoyed listening to your program about my Vital Tones therapies. I couldn't resist and had to naturally write something about it." And he followed up at length. But yeah, he seemed like he was game and wasn't upset with our coverage.
Right. He did say one thing in his email that made it sound like he was saying, pedophilia is a brain disorder just like homosexuality. And Rebecca was like, wait, let me be clear here. Oh, what are you saying?
Goodness.
And he did clarify. He said, pedophilia is a brain disorder. Homosexuality is not. It cannot be changed.
Hmm. Well, then why did you mention it?
Yeah. I don't know. We'd have to get into a long discussion about what the word disorder means. But anyway, I hope we get to stay in contact with him. And
oh, yeah. Okay. He didn't copy me on that last response.
Yeah. In the last 19 hours, he wrote to me, he said, "Hi, Carrie. We have updated cerebral palsy. We hope this version will have more positive effects." And then he asked me how my migraines are.
Aw.
Oh, yeah. And he said, "We need to know this to improve more if necessary."
Aw.
So I'll write him back.
We got a new pen pal out of this.
Yeah. So he's sincere. That's nice.
All right. Well, that's at least hopefully enough updates for this year. How was your 2019, Carrie?
Pretty decent. How was yours?
Yeah, I liked it.
All right.
A lot of fun stuff that happened.
So Sister Rocky was right.
At least about that. Well, that's it for our show for this year, but we'll be excited to see you again in 2020.
Our theme music is by Brian Keith Dalton.
Our administrative manager is Ian Kramer. We've got a lot of fun new investigations we're already working on, a lot of things in the works that's coming next year. We're excited to share them with you. So help support everything we do at MaximumFun.org/donate. You can also support us by leaving a positive review, telling a friend about us, mentioning us online. I don't know, whatever you do.
Go buy a shirt from the Etsy store.
Oh, yeah. Also sign up if you're anywhere near San Francisco for our SF Sketchfest show. You can find that on MaximumFun.org. Under latest, look for events, and you'll see that we've got our show coming up in San Francisco back at Cobb's Comedy Club on January 21st.
Woohoo! 2020.
That sounds so futuristic.
I'm getting married that year, partly so that we will never have to do complicated math.
Oh, nice. Yeah. All right. Interesting. I got married in 2000. It does make it very easy. Boy, well, when we review predictions at the end of next year, our hindsight will be
2020.
Thank you. Thank you for indulging that. You can also follow us online, facebook.com/onrack.
Or Twitter, at Ono Podcast.
And, say something nice to someone around you.
Yeah, say something nice to someone around you.
Yeah, make them feel good. Make their day better.
And we'll see you in 2020.
Bye.
Dead Pilot Society brings you exclusive readings of comedy pilots that were never made, featuring actors like Patton Oswalt.
So the vampire from the future sleeps in the dude's studio during the day, and they hunt monsters at night. It's Blade meets the Odd Couple.
Adam Scott and Jane Levy.
Come on, Corey. She's too serious, too businessy. She doesn't know the hokey pokey.
Well, she'll learn what it's all about.
Busy Phillips and Dave Koechner.
Baby, this is family.
My Uncle Tell, who showed his wiener to Cinderella at Disneyland, is family. Do you want him staying with us?
He did stay with us for 3 months.
And he was a delight.
A new pilot every month, only on Dead Pilot Society for maximum fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.